الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah sent us in this world as for preparation for the Akhirah. And Allah clearly has declared that tilka darul Akhirah, that is the house of Akhirah, that you must make effort for, that is your objective in life. You are here in this dunya, I have sent you, but this is not your object. This is a dunya mazra'atul Akhirah. It's a tillage, a farm of the Akhirah. And in a farm, what you plant, that is what you will reap. What you sow, what you plant, that is what you will reap. So here we have to plant for Akhirah. But unfortunately, being influenced in this kuffar environment that we are in, we are born in that, we live in their system, we do our business according to their system, the schooling, everything is in their system. So by and large, we also think our object is dunya. The education we have to acquire for our children must be of dunya. We don't think of akhirah. But it is very important that we should realize that we are not here for this dunya. We are more interested in having a beautiful house, good income, good vehicle, motor car, lifestyle, clothing, all that of this dunya thing. So much so, not only of dunya, but today for how many Muslims it is a source of great pride and like boastfulness when we wear the fashion of the West, when we wear brand names, etc. Today we don't think of it anything wrong, and that is the right thing. That is the person who is a he man, she's a she woman, she's the one who have got all this fashion, all this brand names, etc. So much so that it has permeated and gone into the burqas and abayas of the woman also. Fashion and brand names in there also. In kurtas also. Allah save us, it mustn't go in our kafan also. That kafan also is now some brand name kafan. And some fashion name kafan also. Allah protect us. It has come right into our deen. All this because we don't think, we just go with the flow. What everyone is doing. So all are doing for dunya, we feel that is the right thing, we also must do. Whereas Allah has put us here for akhirah. And that is our objective. And Allah's system also, they are always few. And these also, like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Bada al-Islamu ghariba. Islam started also with these very different types of people. That is, those people who made the object deen, Islam, akhirah, the pleasure of Allah. So they were like small in number. They were like odd people. They were the awkward, the odd people. And then Islam flourished. And many, many people, the whole environment, it was an Islamic khilafat, the Islamic government that was in vogue. So all then, they knew akhirah is our object. But then unfortunately the time came again when the kuffar again are in control of the world. Now the ghuraba are few again. وَسَيْعُودُ إِلَى الْغُرَبَى. So in this time there will be few people who will make akhirat their object, and they will live their lives according to sunnah, commands of Allah. Otherwise all we just see what the people of dunya are doing. The pious person, he will see what the Muslims are doing. And the Muslims also by and large are doing what the kuffar are doing, only giving it a little Islami deeni shade and making it look like Islam. Like for example, Muslims, how many are also involved in interest, but Islamic finance, so it's all right. Islamic banking, so it's all right. whereas it's far from being all right. It is completely wrong. So we should make our niyat the akhirat. Allah says, Tilka darul akhirah. Keep your eyes to that house, to the akhirah. That is what you have to, and that is naj'aluha. We have made it. That is, this dunya also Allah has made, but it is narrated that since Allah created the dunya, Allah did not look one time also with mercy and kindness towards the dunya. And the akhirat is the objective. Allah also loves the akhirat. And He wants us all to prepare for the akhirat. So just like a person, in an exam paper, you ask a question and you have to choose the answer between two or three choices you are given. So the examiner, he has put those choices. But there are those choices which are wrong and those which are right. So choose the right one. Eh? So Allah has made this dunya also, but don't choose the dunya. Eh? Choose the akhirah. That is what we must choose. And we must prepare for the akhirah. So for that, Allah, now the season also is here. The month of Rajab is already gone. One great month, which is from Ashhur al-Hurum, the sacred months. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the month of Shaban is the month between Rajab and Ramadan, which people are normally unmindful of. The value, the greatness of this month. This is also a very great month. And in this month lies a night, which is Shabi Barad, the 15th night. Very, very valuable night it is. And this month, from the hadith it appears, this is the month of Hisab Kitab, accountability. Just like we have our financial year end of February. So from February, those who didn't prepare their submission, their accounts, etc., they didn't draw up their financial statement. So now in February you get busy with it. And then the final date is the end of the month. Though extensions are granted in that. But by Allah Ta'ala, this month is the month of Shaban. And the height of it is the 15th of Shaban, which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that he kept the most rozas besides Ramadan in Shaban. And when he was asked, why are you keeping so many rozas? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this month people are unmindful of it. In this month, our accounts, our actions are presented to Allah Ta'ala. And according to how the results come, like that, decisions are made for the future. Students write their exam, and then according to the results, there are those that will be promoted. There will be those that will be kept back. They have failed. So all decisions are made then at that time. Or in the business, that we have done our business, and now when your financial statement comes, and your accountant discusses it with you, then you see that, yeah, there was a weakness in my business, there was a weakness, I can improve here, I can make more money here. All those things, the person then sees into those things. A person comes and he does an inspection of your place. And then he writes a report. And then the report is presented to the people who are in charge, the superiors. And when they study the report, they will make a decision. Must we give this person a license? Must we give this premise a license, premises, give them their life, whatever, all those things. So all that happens in this month of Shaban, where all the, according to our deeds that are presented. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, therefore I wish to be a fasting person when my deeds are presented. So Allah will have looked down upon me with mercy, that my banda is fasting. So in this month we should try and fast as much as possible also. And the height of it is the 15th of Shaban. So that day, more particularly, we should be fasting also. And also, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained the virtues of Ayyami Bid, the three middle nights, Bid, the three bright days. Ayyami Bid, the bright, referring to the three bright nights. The moon is full moon. And at that time, during this part of the month, the 13th, 14th and 15th. And that part of the night, middle of the night, you see lot of effulgence, noor everywhere. The moon is shining. It's a full moon and there is great serenity, great beauty. And also it has been explained by ulama that the rozas of the 3 days, of the middle 3 days, because at that time the effect on the body of all things around are also different. So if a person fasts, he benefits very greatly. So when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam expressed that, then he definitely in the month of Shaban, he wouldn't exclude the 15th night. That the whole year he gave its virtues, and then he will exclude it on the 15th of Shaban. So we should try and keep out the night. Sumu layliha, qumu layliha, wa sumu nahariha. Stay awake during the night, that is the 15th of Shaban, and keep rozas during the roza in that day. Allah give us tawfiq. So there is a time when we can acquire great, great rewards. And a few things by which very easy to acquire great rewards. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person who will read Alif Lam Mim Sajda, which is in the 21st Supara, and Tabarak Alladhi, which is the first surah of 29, between Maghrib and Isha, you get the sawab of making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr. So easy to read the two surahs, which takes about 7-8 minutes to read them. And you get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. And if we keep on reading it, then memorize it. For Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for Yasin Sharif and Tabarak Alladhi, express that it's my heart's desire that these two surahs must be in the heart of every person. So we should try and memorize them. And if we memorize Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Tabarak Alladhi, we can read it in our sunnat, nafil namazas. So without like really, like not putting anything else extra in, and we'll have done it. And the sawab is more. What a person reads in namaz, a person who reads Quran Sharif, without wudu, it's permitted to read Quran Sharif, but you can't touch the Quran. One person asked a mufti sahab that how is it to read the Quran Sharif lying? So, lying, how can you when you lie? But what he meant, lying down. Can you read Quran Sharif lying down? So the answer in any case is, without the Quran in your hand, you can read if you like tired, but then pull your legs in, don't stretch your legs out without the Quran Sharif in your hand. So anyway, so if we read Quran Sharif without wuzu and we can't touch the Quran Sharif, for every letter we get 10 sawabs. And if we read with wuzu out of namaz, then for every letter 25 sawabs. And if we read in namaz, which is now with wuzu also, and then for every, and in a sitting position, which refers now to nafal namaz. Faraz namaz, without a valid reason, we can't sit and read. We must stand and read. So sitting in nafal, for every letter, not every word, every letter 50 sawabs. And in a standing position, for every letter 100 sawabs. So people who have done calculations, they have said that if you're reading without wudu, then for every letter 10, and you read one page of the Quran Sharif, it comes to about 5,000 sawabs. And if you read one quarter, about 100,000. And a whole supara, about 3 million, no, whole Quran, three, one supara, about 5,000 sawabs. Whole Quran, about 3 million sawabs. And if we read it with wuzu, then how much more? So if we read just two surahs in namaz, whether even in a standing position, how great the rewards are. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So easy, we can maximize so easily and gain so great rewards. Then this the surah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Alif Lam Mim Tanzil, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, is Najiyun. It gives you salvation. And explained it that it comes on the day of Qiyamah with two wings, and it spreads its two wings over that person, and who used to read it. We used to read it always, and then says, La sabila alayh. Nobody can interfere with this person. He's in my protection, I'm guarding him. So nothing can harm him, and no problem can come to him. In another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Iqra'u munjiya. Read munjiya. Alif lam mim tanzeel. That is, alif lam mim sajda. Recite alif lam mim sajda. The surah comes on the day of Qiyamah and intercedes for the person. And tells Allah tabaraka, it spreads its wings over him, protecting him. And tells Allah tabaraka ta'ala that this person used to read me frequently. And so grant him his salvation. Grant him his protection. And then Allah tabaraka ta'ala accepts that intercession. And Allah tabaraka ta'ala forgives that person. And for every guna that he had made, Allah says, orders that change it into a good deed. And Allah says, raise his position further also. In another hadith it comes, that in the qabr this surah comes, and also puts its wings over the person, and says to Allah Ta'ala, that, O Allah, this person used to read me frequently, and I'm interceding on his behalf now. If I'm in your Qur'an, I'm part of your Qur'an, then accept my intercession. And if otherwise, rub me out from your Qur'an. Delete me from your Qur'an Sharif, which cannot happen. Allah accepts the intercession, forgives him all his sins, and gives him a higher position. Khalid ibn Ma'adan, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was the narrator of this hadith. He says, I came to know of a person who was a very big sinner. But he never left out reading the surah. He should read the surah. He made a point that he should read the surah. When he was presented by Allah tabaraka ta'ala, he was presented in the qabr. Then he interceded. Now Allah ta'ala accepted his intercession and ordered that all his sins must be changed into good deeds. And that his position must be raised more higher. The same rewards have been mentioned for Tabarakalladhi also. So we try, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that easy. And so every night we can have the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. And this is the time, once a mort will come, then we can't do anything whatsoever. And now we can easily do this. And just a few minutes, if we look inside the Quran Sharif and read, about 7 minutes to read the two surahs. And so much of reward. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who will read the Tasbihat-e-Fatmi, that is 33 times Subhanallah, 34 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Allahu Akbar, and 10 times La ilaha illallah. A person who reads that, it comes in the Hadith, he will catch up with those who have gone before him. That is, the people who have acquired high stages before. And what great, great people they were. And what stages they have acquired. He will catch up with them. And he will go ahead of his contemporaries. People who are presently pious around him. In the world who are pious, he will go far ahead. He will beat them. He will go ahead. So just by reading this surah. In one hadith it comes, that a person who is too stingy to spend money in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and he is too lazy to get up for tahajjud, and he's a coward and frightened to go in jihad, that I might become shaheed or something. If that person reads 100 times, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, he will get all that sawab. So 100 times, we should try and read the full Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. But even just Subhanallah bihamdihi, you'll get the sawab as though you are spending money left, right and center in the path of Allah. As though you are up at night and making tahajjud. And as though you are going in jihad. So why this is the occasion, and now is the season, and especially the Ashhur-e Hurum, when the reward of deeds are again more multiplied, they are magnified, they are made much more. So we should take advantage. These are those Mubarak months here that they are here. A person who reads, we are encouraged at least try and read. Some ulama, Buzurgani Deen, have said for our Islah, read 500 times, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And otherwise, they say at least 70 times read it. And if you read it 70 times, it's less than a minute. It doesn't take long at all. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. In just under a minute, around a minute, you can read it. When a person, on one occasion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, came in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he sat down, like when a person is about breathing heavily, huffing, puffing, as he said, and he was breathing about heavily, he read, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So he comes out with a sound. You read it for yourself, but the next person, people around can hear. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he asked, Oh Abdullah, do you know the meaning of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? Yeah, also ulama write, all the Arabs, the Sahaba, especially, they were masters of the Arabic language. In fact, they call themselves Arab that we know how to talk. And the Ajam, they are dumb. Because they don't know, Arabic is such a language that if you don't know Arabic, you're a dumb person. Unfortunately, today we have taken, if you don't know English, you are illiterate. The English language hasn't got to do with literacy. Any language, your own mother tongue. And so sad that perhaps all of us, our Gujarati, we don't know it. We can't speak it. We can't read it. We can't write it also. Our own language. And every person, it's an accepted universal fact of all the people of the world that every person can only excel and move forward in life if he knows his own mother tongue. And we are guilty that we don't know our own mother tongue also. So anyway, Arabic, the Arabs knew, but Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Allahu wa Rasulu Adam. That is one by of respect a person says, and one is of a fact, I don't know. Allah and His Rasul know. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained the meaning, and what a great meaning. Normally we have taken, we read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, when we see somebody making a guna, talking about some guna, then we say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa. Or we see a pig, then we read, La hawla wa la quwwata. But the meaning of La hawla is so superior. This is thick, alright, you used to read it for this occasion. But the meaning, La hawla amma asiyatillah. The hawl, hala yahulu, is to be able to turn. There is no turning away from this. The sinning and disobedience of Allah, illa bi ismatillah, but only if Allah protects you. And in all these things, Allah make that we get our aqidahs correct, that I can't protect myself from sin also. My effort I will do, but that is also from Allah. Everything is from Allah. Allahumma la mani'a lima atayt. Oh Allah, nobody can block that which you give. When you want to give, the world can try and block it, nobody. وَلَا مُعْطِيَ لِمَا مَنَعْتِ. And nobody can give you what Allah has blocked. Allah. What Allah has blocked, you can hit your head against the wall, you won't get it. And when Allah has decreed it for you, it's going to come. اللَّهُمَّ لَا مَانِيَ لِمَا عَطَيْتِ وَلَا مُعْطِيَ لِمَا مَنَعْتِ وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدْ مِنْكَ الْجَدْ. And nobody can benefit you in any way, anything. It's only from Allah Ta'ala. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. We should have that full conviction that Allah alone. So gunas also, never have this attitude that I'll save myself. I will never commit a guna. Me, I'll make that guna. Never. Always beg Allah to protect us. When many times we see some people are involved in some gunas, whether it be drugs, alcohol, gambling, and we say, I'll never do that. So don't make that claim, because it's not at all difficult for Allah that almost immediately you can get involved in that guna. We must beg Allah, Allah, you protect us. Beg dua for that person who is involved also, that Allah save him from that guna also, and that Allah protect us from that guna. So this la hawla that we are saying, that the la hawla amma asiyatillah, there is no turning away from guna illa bi ismatillah, but when Allah puts his protection on us. Wala quwwata ala ta'atillah, wala quwwa, which will la hawla, wala quwwa on the obedience of Allah, illa bi'aunillah, but by the help of Allah. Don't claim that me, I'll never miss my fajr, me, I'll never miss my tahajjud, me, for how many years I'm making my tahajjud, my jamaat with takbir e ula, I'll never miss it. Never depend on yourself. Put your full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And when a person reads, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then Allah, a person reads it here on farsh, on the earth, on the arsh, Allah Ta'ala immediately announces. When a person reads la hawla wa la hawla, then Allah Ta'ala says, aslama abdi wa staslama. My banda has surrendered, aslama wa staslama, and fully and completely he has surrendered to me. La hawla wa la quwwata وأسلم عبدي واستسلم وفوض سائر أمور الكائنات إلي. And my banda has handed all his matters over to me. أسلم عبدي واستسلم لا حول ولا قوة فوض عبدي سائر أمور الكائنات إلي. My banda has handed all his matters over to me. So aslama abdi, the meaning of aslama, my banda has surrendered and he has fully surrendered. That comes, a abdi inqada, he has turned to me. Wa tarakal inada, and he has given up disobedience. Allah is announcing, just by reading la hawla, that my banda, he has surrendered to me and he has given up disobedience of mine. Abdi inqada wa tarakal inada. And then, when that person is still committing a sin, Allah has declared he has given up disobedience. He has become my full obedient servant. But he's still committing a sin. Then the malaika look up to Allah Ta'ala in a questioning way. Allah, you have declared that he has given up sin, but he's still committing sin. Then Allah's gharat, Allah's honor comes into power, and Allah blocks him immediately from that sin. Like you, for example, a person was on his way to a cinema, to anywhere else to commit some sin. Allah will cause a puncture to happen now. And to you, a person is surprised that this road, I know it. How come I took the wrong turn? And I went and get lost here. And now you are driving around in circles. And even, or you got your garment also. And your garment is taking you to completely somewhere else. It takes you somewhere on a cliff. You'll go down the cliff if you go forward. Where and where the garment takes the person also. So Allah makes it. So Allah blocks you from that sin. So we, by reading this, that is why many mashayikh have only prescribed la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah to their murids. And on that, the full islah is made. Because Allah is declaring that he has now stopped guna. And he has handed all his matters over to me. And if you have a good lawyer in this dunya for anything, your court case, you are doing some transfer of property, anything else, and you engage a good lawyer, you don't have to worry after that. As the case is progressing, he informs you. We are here, we are at this stage, this is what is happening. He tells you, we need this documents to be signed. When they are signed, we're going to lodge. Now the results of it has come. They have approved it. He informs you all the time. And who can be better than Na'mal Mawla wa Na'mal Nasir? Na'mal Wakil, Na'mal Mawla wa Na'mal Nasir. Na'mal Wakil wa Na'mal Kafil. Allah is a Na'mal Wakil. What a Wakil. And what a kafil who is in charge. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, kafir is like kafir, like an elephant. An elephant, you have behind it your mattress over to an elephant. Such a big, he'll take care of it properly. So kafir is like a big elephant. Kafir. So once you have handed your matters to Allah, you don't have to worry. And then they advertise themselves also and they say, don't speak to me, speak to my lawyer. You don't ask me anything, my lawyer. I've handed my matters over to Allah. Then the world can go against you. You know that I've handed my matter over to Allah. Now I don't have to worry anything. I don't need sleepless nights. I don't need tension in my life. I don't need worry and anxiety in my life. I've handed it over to Allah. And how much we know Allah when Allah takes over a matter? Just to give an idea, a person was making tawaf. A blind person making dua for his eyesight to be restored. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, the notorious king, who it was to kill people was like killing flies. He didn't, it meant nothing to him. So he heard him making that dua and he told him, when I come back in my next round of my tawaf, and if your eyesight is not restored, you're a dead man. So the poor man said, I had a problem with my eyes, now my life is going. And that tawaf wasn't on the first floor, that will take half an hour that he'll come again. In half a minute, he'll be back again. Now when he made dua, that is what is called dua. Mm-hmm. By the time Hajjaj came, his eyesight was restored. Mm-hmm. So that is when a person reads also this with that full conviction. Mm-hmm. And the explanation of the meaning is for us to understand. Otherwise, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You can ask many an alim also, you get baffled. What's the meaning? Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, he met a mufti sahab. And his name was Abdul Muqeed. So Hazrat asked him, what is the meaning of Muqeed? So Hazrat says, Mufti Sahib also didn't know his own name's meaning. That what is Muqeed, he didn't know. The one who gives food. Allah is the one who feeds everyone. So, and we are the slaves of He who feeds everyone. And we all can think also that we are reading namaz how many years? 5, 10, 20 years, 30 years. What's the meaning of attahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat? Few of us will know. What is the meaning of subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka wa ta'ala jadduka? If we know the meaning, who of us pay any attention to it when we are reading? Allahu Akbar, we don't pay any attention. So we are oblivious of the most valuable things. Yes, some other thing, the small little thing on the cell phone, on the internet, we know fully about it. Well, I know I have to see to this matter. I must sort out that matter. But my namaz, no thought of finding out what my namaz is about. What are the things in my namaz? There are so many things we are oblivious. We all read our witr namaz. How many of us pay any attention to the dua of our witr namaz? And what a great dua it is. It will correct our life so much. But who pay any attention to the meaning of our dua-i-qunut? We don't pay any attention to that also. And yet, we pride ourselves, we are good. Those people who don't make namaz, they are the bad guys. Those who are the druggies, they are the bad guys. We are 100% going straight Jannah. And this very basic things of ours, we still not in order. So, la hawla, the meaning that you can't turn away from guna, but by the help of, read it with that conviction. I can't help myself, my Allah. Only you can help me. I want to make my fajr with jamaat. I can't do it on my own. Oh, you only, wala quwwata illa billah. And when a person reads this then, that is the meaning of it. And when a person reads it, Allah announces for that person. All the 8 billion people of the world can read it. Allah announces individually for every person. Allah has got a personal contact, direct contact with every person. You read la hawla, wala quwwata, Allah says that, Aslama abdi wastaslama. My banda is surrendered fully to me, fully, completely. Wa fawwada saira umuril kainat ilayya. And Allah, my banda has handed all his matters to me. So Allah takes over. So 100 times a day, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, 1-2 minutes, and what great benefits Allah Ta'ala give us to read. A person who reads the third kalima, and all the family of the third kalima, that is, the third kalima, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, and also, subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallahil azim, and tasbihati fatimi, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, allahu akbar. All these have got great, great value. Subhanallah wa these words, walbaqiyatu salihat. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا. خَيْرٌ وَتَنْوِين. Unlimited are the goodness by Allah Ta'ala. So great, unlimited are the goodness by Allah Ta'ala. خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا. خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. And the thing what you can hope for, a great, great goodness, are these words. In the next surah, Surah Taha, these words here, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابٌ وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدًّا. To go in return, you made your investment, and the best investments you can make are these words here. So when you make this investment, then by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you will get great, great returns. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam went and visit Hazrat Ayman radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was the foster mother of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was old already. She said, "Oh Allah's Rasul, I'm gone very old. Please show me something to read that I can sit and read it. That is with ease and with comfort. No mujahada, no hard work, very easy." Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told her to read 100 times third kalima. And then explained ta'adilu. It will be equal to freeing 100 Arab slaves. That is of the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 100 slaves. To read it 100 times. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, about 2 or 3 minutes, not even so much. But the sawab of freeing 100 slaves, giving 100 horses properly prepared for jihad, which we perhaps can say in our time, you are giving 100 jets with all the bombs and everything for jihad on it, and 100 camels. To be slaughtered and fed to the poor. And the sawab from the ground to the heaven, full sawab a person gives. This is a time when really, as we think I'm going to my shop to go and do, open my shop, do business. Or I'm going to go and work 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock. Or I'm working on the computer. Take out our time and say I'm working for my akhirah. And now I'm earning for my akhirat. And see how much am I earning. And then give you half an hour you can earn, which the other people in the dunya, or you yourself, whole life you can't earn. You'll earn so greatly in half an hour. And all this is there for us to use and take. So the rewards of it are so, so great. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to the sahaba, "Khuzu junnatakum." You take your armor and your preparation. Put on your shield. Take your shields and your armor, and take your weapons. They ask, aduwin kad hazar. Is there some enemy which is here present already? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "La minan nar." Your big thing which you have to take your protection from the fire of Jahannam. And that is even more sooner that the enemy can come also. Maut can come in one split second. So prepare yourself for your akhirat. What must you read? That you read that Baqiyatu Salihat. Read your Baqiyatu Salihat, the third kalima. And these kalima are such that they are muqaddimat. They will go ahead of you to protect you. Wherever you have to go, they will be in front of you. And they are mu'aqibat. They will surround you and protect you. From all four sides, they will protect you. They are munjiyat. If you, in any problem you are, they'll take you out of the problem. And they are mujannibat. They won't let you fall in a problem. If you do somehow fall in a problem, they will take you out. And then yata'atafna hawla al-arsh. They are making tawaf around the arsh all the time. And lahunna dawiyun ka dawiyin nahal. And they've got a buzzing sound all the time as they are making tawaf. And that is like the bees buzzing. And what are they saying in that? Yudhakkirna bisahibihin. The people who read them, they're talking, praising them in front of Allah. They are making tawaf around the arsh of Allah, and whoever read these words, the third kalima, they are praising them in by Allah Ta'ala. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't you love, don't you desire that you must be praised by Allah Ta'ala. And this will be, even after you die, it will carry on. And even after the day of Qiyamah, it will carry on. You will be in Jannah and enjoying. They will be still making tawaf around the arsh of Allah and praising you all the time. And it is so easy, and we're losing this opportunity. If we're not reading this, we are losing out. How greatly aren't we losing? A person, when the people came to the diamond mines in Kimberley, etc., the gold rush here on the Witwatersrand, Joburg area, and a person came and he was sleeping all the time. A person didn't go and do mining, and he didn't go look for diamonds. How he lost out. And what are diamonds and this gold, and gold mining? This is the real, real gold mining of Akhirat. And the diamond digging of Akhirat, this is what it is. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So in this, especially when the sawabs are multiplied so greatly in this time, let us prepare. So all this preparation we must do. And for Akhirat, the means Allah has given us to be successful in Akhirat is by and large the whole of Islam. Today we are all of us sitting with one small part of Islam. Islam is aqaid, our beliefs, our what we believe, our aqidas. And it is that part which most of us hardly think about it. And beliefs are not only with regard to Allah Ta'ala. Mostly we speak of believing in Allah. But Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah Ta'ala wal ba'th ba'd al maut. All the seven, we only focus on the one, and that also very, very lightly. We hardly think about it today, whole day. Each one ask ourselves, did I think of my aqeedah? And if one aqeedah is wrong, everything is lost. But we don't think about it. That is one department. And then ibadat, all our ibadat is another one department. And in ibadat is not only namaz, and not our shortcut and our fast namazes. There is namaz, there is roza and namaz and all is not only the faras. There are sunnats also. There is sunnat muakkada also. There is all the other. Then there are nawafil also, mustahabbat also. So namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, umrah, tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, muraqabah, all that. We only little bit on namaz, and that also very incomplete. Then is muamalat is also a major aspect of our deen. That is all our financial matters. Then Islam has given us a complete way, even about all our financial dealings. Many of us, we are sitting here, all of us, we are earning money. Whether we are teaching even in a madrasa, we are earning there also. How many of us are aware of the rules of the of earning? For example, our great ulama, who were teaching also in the madrasa. And when they were teaching, if somebody had come to meet them, wanted to discuss something, make some mashura, or to ask for some dua, for ta'weez, etc., they would get off the place which the madrasa had given them, that seat of sitting and doing madrasa work. They say, now, this is our own private work. We can't use the facilities of the madrasa. So we, where we are working, whether it's in a madrasa also, how many of madrasa facilities we might be using, which we are not entitled to, which we are not permitted to use. We are using, how many people, wherever our workplace, the phone we use for, nowadays it's cell phone time, but before with the phone, and the stationery of the, which is given, with the pens, the paper, how many we use it for our own purposes. So there are rules and regulations of all these things. Business, we are many Muslim businessmen, but do we know one rule of Islam of business? And so much so that even, for example, a person is going for Hajj also, is going to make Qurbani also, and we tell somebody to book our ticket, and we'll fix up the price later. It's absolutely necessary, you must know the price, what you are paying for, etc., and what you're going to get in return. Qurbani, we just tell somebody, you buy my animals, you organize, and we don't talk about the price. So even our dunya's matters, we are far. And after mu'amalat is mu'asharat, our relationships with society, family, people around, and akhlaq, character, adab, etiquette. So we are so weak. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand we are Muslims, we have to prepare for akhirat, and that is, and we don't have to wait for all others to do it, I must do it. I worry about myself only. And we do it, it will spread in the world. And we waiting for the whole world to do it, and we not doing, nothing will happen. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.